Black Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God. Because God is a spirit.
Yeah, yeah.
And so God revealed something to me this morning as I was beginning to meditate and beginning to share. He said, why did man mess up? Here's why. One thing, we understand scripture. We know that Adam and Eve fell in the Garden of Eden, right?
Yeah.
So by falling in the Garden of Eden, they were deceived by a serpent who told them they would be like God. Right. What baffled me, Brother Heaston, Brother Gaines, Brother Jenkins, Brother Hurst, what baffled me was this. If man was made in the image of God, what was man looking for? The serpent said, you will be as God. You will be like God. Here's my point that I begin to understand. If man was made in the image of God, what was man wanting? If man was made spiritually to look like God, not physically, because God is a
spirit.
God is a spirit. So therefore, what God put in man was spiritual.
Yeah.
We were already looking like God. So what the enemy was after was one thing that he said. You will know the difference between good and evil.
Yeah.
Man was already in a good position. He was already, God gave him what? Dominion and authority over everything that he created.
Right.
Now what else did man need? The enemy couldn't give him anything but good and evil. We had power. We had authority. We had the ruah. We had the breath. We had what God had breathed in us, which was the breath of life, which made us a living soul. We didn't need to understand about good and evil. Good and evil gave us the law now. God had even put his laws into place. Because all that he made was good.
Yeah.
So the only thing that he could offer us was
evil.
You got it.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
We are told to speak to our mountain and it will move. That's spiritual because it is a faith act.
Yeah.
Love is unseen. Love is an outward expression of an inward affection. What was God? In what was in God was exposed. What was in God? The spiritual stuff that he exposed out. So what was in God was now being exposed to see. We can ask what was exposed. Love was exposed. So that it could be revealed. And what was revealed was his son, Jesus Christ.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with you. Can you see a word? I'm speaking. Can you see it? In the beginning was the invisible Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was
God.
Now you got it.
God
is revealing, unveiling his Word in such a profound way today. He said, open the minds of my people so they will know exactly who I am. Share with them and make it simple, because I'm giving you everything that they will know who I am.
Yes, sir.
Yes,
yes, yes.
And I've been commissioned to explain it and break it down in the simplest of form, where every man, woman, boy, or girl cannot say, I did not understand. In order to see God, God had to first reveal his love. And that's why we are told, for God so loved the world. My brothers and sisters, the world has been plunged into darkness because of sin. And Jesus came into this world to shed light on a dark world.
Yes, he did.
Didn't Jesus say, I am the light of the world. And when light arrives, darkness
leaves.
The only thing the enemy could give us is darkness. So Jesus had to do what? He had to show up. When he showed up, darkness left. When God walked through the garden and said, Adam, where are thou? That serpent began to hide because light was about to be shined on darkness. And here's my point. God shines light on all of our stuff. Not to hurt us, but to save us from ourselves. My brothers and sisters, for God so loved the world, what was it that God loved? What was it that God made? God made man. And God's desire was for mankind to have a relationship with him. He made man. He fashioned man. He molded man from the dust of the ground. Breathed the ruah, the breath to breathe into man, and man became a living soul. But how can man have a relationship with a father when we are in dark places? There had to come one who was perfect to reunite us with the Father, which was his Son. My brothers and sisters, if I can offer you some hope, stop worrying about today.
That's right.
And start praising him for today.
Yes, sir.
For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. You got up this morning. He clothes you in your right mind. You got up this morning. You have a sound mind to see. You have eyes to see. You have legs to walk. You got up this morning. You're breathing air that you don't even see. You're eating food that you don't know where it came from. And I suggest to you that everything we have and everything that we are came from our Lord, our God, and our King. Can I suggest to you that the Lord is still able to do exceedingly abundantly more than we can ask of him? Can I suggest to you that your sickness is not unto death? Your sickness is just a stepping stone into glory. And so I can rejoice in knowing what kind of God we serve. We serve a God of victory, a God of valor, a God who looks far beyond our many faults. And he's worthy to be praised. So I can know that our God loves us in spite of all of the things we've done in life. That's why we can magnify him in good days and in bad days. Now, God's love is not limited to a few, nor is it limited to one group of people, but his gift, his love, it's for the whole world.
Yes, Lord.
For God so loved the world. God is love. Unlimited, unmerited. God is love. I share with mom so many times. I said, I'm getting to understand this thing called love. And it's greater than what we can really comprehend. Because when you understand love, love covers the multitudes of fault. No matter what you've done in life, God says, I've got it covered. No matter what you're going through in life, God says, I've got it covered. When I can go to my Heavenly Father, I can see the love being given to me and you. Why? Because I see the work, the action of God's love being exposed. And it was exposed in his Son, who came and said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. That's love. That's love. God's love was expressed in giving. He gave us his most priceless gift, which was and which is his unique Son. Jesus came as a love gift. The only man that was born to die. We are born to live, but Jesus was born to die. He was born to be a sacrifice for our sin. That's love.
Yes, sir.
And in spite of all of the things that he knew that would happen, because God is omniscient, all things.
Yes, all things.
He knew that Judas would betray him and Peter would deny him.
Yes.
He knew that people would flock around him. He knew all the things that would be shared. He knew the thief on the cross would say, save us.
Yeah.
He knew that one would say, this man has done nothing. When you enter into your kingdom, remember me.
Yes.
He knew that day, he said, this day you'll be with me in paradise. He knew it all. He knew that when they would put him in the grave, that on that third day he would be resurrected by God the Father. He knew that after being resurrected, he would sit at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. He knew that by his death, he would atone our sins as well as our transgressions. He knew from the very foundation of the world, God knew it all. And his son performed the plan. We couldn't see what God was up to. So the way he let us see it was he said, I'll send my son to show you who I am. I will come. I will express my love because God is love and love is spiritual. So in order to see something spiritual, you have to see my son. So he was put in a body, but that love was within him. And what that love do in you and I, when we have love for one another, it comes.
Paradise Ministry. We pray something said today has encouraged you in your personal relationship with the Lord. If you would like to have a copy of this message, you can email us at antiochmathis@bellsouth.net, or you can send a love offering of $8 to Paradise Ministry, P.O. Box 281, Woodworth, Louisiana 71485. As always, we hope to see you in church.
KQJO, St. Joseph Natchez 99.3.
Come on, let's have some church.